Prancer, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen!
This holiday, you may have given or received the next big thing, a brand new Xbox 360, a brand new video iPod, or some other technology, gadget, or invention that's changing the way we're living today. That's why we're bringing you an encore presentation of our Motley Fool game, The Next Big Thing. Here's how it works. Three revolutionary product releases, a question about each, and a full ball cap for each correct answer. Let's welcome in our contestant, David, from New York, New York. One David to another. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
David, what has been the most groundbreaking product release in recent memory for you?
I'm kind of I'm a Luddite. I think maybe just the PC alone would have been it.
That's a very good answer. Can you describe briefly your first experience with said PC?
That would have to be the text-based flight simulator on the Commodore 64.
Excellent. That was back in the day. David, you ready to play the next big thing?
Sure.
All right. Let's see if this game works even for a self-proclaimed Luddite. Question number one. When Walkman roamed the Earth. It was July of 1979, and Sony released this portable cassette player in Japan. The first Walkman changed the way the world listened to music, allowing you to rock out with the village people on the subway if you chose. David, how much did the first Sony Walkman sell for back then? Is it A, around $50, B, around $150, or C, around $300?
First one. It seems that I had one. Mine was the recording. I would have to say, A, $50.
The answer is C. The first Sony Walkman sold for 33,000 yen, which is around 290 U.S. dollars. In inflation-adjusted terms, that's around $800 today. David, what would you say your value is in non-inflation-adjusted terms?
My value?
Yeah.
Of me?
Yeah, if you had to put a number on it that you think you add to the world today, what would that number be?
Make it 1,000,000 yen.
1,000,000 yen. We think you're worth at least that. Question number two. When cell phones required two hands is the title of this one. Adults swear by them. Your kids demand them. Moviegoers hate them. It's the cell phone, and it's a lot older than most of us might think. David, in what year was the first commercial cell phone offered up to the public? Was it A, 1980, B, 1983, or C, 1986?
The first cell phone offered up to the public. Let's go with B, 83. Ooh.
The answer is indeed B. The year was 1983. I won't make you name which company created it.
Motorola.
Very nice. It was the Motorola Dynatac 8000X. And it was all the rage. This puppy wasn't cheap either. $4,000 was the price tag. And this cellular behemoth weighed almost 2 pounds. And yet, thousands were on waiting lists for this mobile wonder. David, how would your life be different if we took your cell phone today and smashed it into a gazillion pieces?
It would be better. I would have to say it would be better.
Final question for you. You've already won one full ball cap. Here's a second one. If you can answer our question, when Carrier cooled the city, innovation isn't just limited to handheld gadgets. So for our final question, we thought we'd step into our air-conditioned time machine to talk about the first air conditioner. The year was 1902, and Willis Carrier built the first air conditioning system, perhaps not too far from where you are today, David, for a New York City printer who was having printing problems due to changes in temperature and humidity, yet air conditioning wasn't available in the home for a long time. Carrier's WeatherMaker home air conditioner wasn't released for public consumption until A, 1908, B, 1918, or C, 1928.
It would have to be C, 1928.
Ooh. Just shy of the stock market crash, although you could buy one of these cooling gizmos in 1928, the Depression, of course, and later World War II, forced a cooling of residential air conditioning sales until the war ended. David, how much would we need to pay you to live in our hometown of Alexandria, Virginia, without air conditioning for one summer?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm not much of an air conditioning guy. I bought my first one this year because in New York we had just a brutal heat wave. But you would have to pay me nothing. I'd be happy to live there.
And I'm glad that we asked you that question. I'm impressed by your answer. But you did cave a little bit this summer. Would you describe it more as a function of just New York City's heat or maybe just age?
Ouch. let's go with the heat.
David from New York City, that's it for this round of our game of The Next Big Thing. David walks away a winner on the show with two Motley Fool ball caps. David, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. It was really fun.
Coming up, we're talking retirement, your retirement. You're listening to The Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR.